Shoulders, heads full of vile hate, roll from the temple. Man, I love that saxophone. Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock podcast number 526. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things off this week with a track from Daniel Romano. That song is called Green Eye Shade. It's on the album How Ill Thy World Is Ordered. That album comes out on September 18th, this Friday, on You've Changed Records. He is based out of Hamilton, Ontario, or maybe not. I think I saw recently that maybe he's called home somewhere else near that. This is about his, I don't know, 9th, 11th, 100th album this year, but it's the first one, I guess, that's being pressed to vinyl. All the other ones have been digital only. So maybe that says something about intent, but I don't know. This one sounds a lot like the other ones, which is great because it is a great album. All the other ones are great albums. How does he do it? I have no idea. Anyway, I've got good music for you, and it's going to take every bit of the 30 minutes we have today, so I should stop talking and give you another track here. This is Rudy De Anda, the track Espume.
Como el viento se mete entre tus pies. Hey, love, when our eyes are all straying, do we stay, love? Do we keep it together? Well, hold on, just before you get your coat, won't you think of all the work that we put in, and remember, nobody's a saint, and we've all got our problems. Well, hey, love, if you think it's got boring, just say love, and we'll do something different. And remember, the drugs in the desk drawer that we bought last summer. It's all in the mornings when we wake up to each other's warmth. And remember that we're not alone, but that we have someone. Hey, love. Well, hey, love.
What a delightful little ditty there. That is Emma Koopa with the song Hey Love. That's on her new album, It Will Come Easier. Also comes out this Friday, September 18th, on Fika Recordings and Palo Santo, who I'm not familiar with that label. I'm not sure what the split is there, but you'll find it on one of those or on Bandcamp. She's based out of Cambridge in the UK. Loved all of her bands, everything she's ever released. This album, it's good. It's not, there's nothing in there that really has that big pop hook, but it's smart. And as you listen to that track and probably listen to it a couple of times, you'll find all the nuance in there and go, yeah, I see that. Good on you. Before that, we heard from the Crystal Furs. The song I played was called Pretty Mind, and it's on the band's album Beautiful and True. It came out June of this year, June 26th, on Subjangle Records. That band based out of Portland, Oregon now, previously, I think, from Fort Worth. And that just a delightful little indie pop record there, twee in all the right ways. And before that, we heard from Rudy De Anda, the track Espume, that's on the album Tinder Epic, which comes out Friday, September 18th, on Karma Chief Records. He's based out of Long Beach, California. I don't know much about him. I don't even know what Espume means. My bad Spanish. It looks like foam and then, you know, reflexive. So maybe I foam myself. I don't know what that means. It sounds dirty. It probably just means like I don't know Spanish. Anyway, I don't know a whole lot about him, but I know I like that album. It's sunny. It's kind of lo-fi and in fun ways, but yet bedroom pop wonderfulness. I don't know. Anyway, I liked it, so I got it, and then I played it, because that's how the podcast works. Every week, I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. We're going to jump into more music here. This is something from The Empty Hearts. The song is called If I Could Change Your Mind.
Sadness on your face. disappointment once again was my mistake. Change your mind, and if I do, we'd be happy.
year was that recorded? Hell, it could have been any time, right? But no, that was 1977. That was the Saints with Messin' with the Kid. That's off their debut album, I'm Stranded. As I said, came out in 1977 on EMI Records. That band located, or born out of Brisbane, Australia, though moved to the UK at some point to make it big in the punk rock game. Some people label them as proto-punk. I think there are songs on that album that are as punk can be. But that one right there definitely feels like that. Just, I don't know. It's got that rock and roll sound to it, something that I think they do better than when the Stones tried that as well. It's dirty, it's grodgy, it's rock and roll, and it's just got some edge to it. I love that song, Messin' with the Kid. Before that, we heard from the Empty Hearts the song If I Could Change Your Mind. That's on the band's album, the second album. It just came out August 28th on Wicked Cool Records. That band based out of Los Angeles, California. It contains members of the Cars, Romantics, Blondie, and Chesterfield Kings. So it is a power pop wonder album there. It has got some really nice moments on it and a lot of really good ones. And that track there, I think, is one of the really nice moments. Anyway, I'm about out of time, so let me wrap things up by saying you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 526. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at TooMuchRock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me in your favorite social media sites like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at SidMuchRock. Looking at the concert calendar, I'm not paying attention to a whole lot, but there's a couple shows coming up at Lemonade Park that I'm interested in. On the 18th, we've got Reggie in the Full Effect. And on the 25th, the String in Return. So a couple of shows coming up at Lemonade Park that interest me. Not sure any other venue in town doing outdoor shows, and not sure how long we're going to be able to continue to do them as the seasons shift here in Kansas City. Looking at the website, nothing new out there. Not going to enough shows, but hey, we're all surviving this pandemic one way or another. Anyway, one track left for you today. It's a track by Hopalong, or Hopalong Queen Ansley, as they were known back then. And by they, I mean, at that point, I think it was just Frances Quinlan before she put together the full band. This was her first album. The album's called Freshman Year, and it was self-released back in 2006. Or maybe 2005. I can't remember exactly. But I didn't get it then, and I just saw it pop up on Bandcamp last Friday, one of those all monies go to the band sort of Bandcamp days, and thought, oh, I don't have that. I should buy it. It's a little less punk rock, a little more anti-folk, so not quite my cup of tea, and not quite as good as the later albums there, but it does have some nice moments, and I'm going to play one of those for you here. This song is called Sirens. So thank you very much for listening. We'll talk again next week.
Precious things to have.